Andy, thrilled to say, for the first time, we have an Oscar winner on the drive home across Geelong and the Surf Coast. It's still a few years until you and I will ever see that gold figure trophy. But one man who has it pride of place, I'm assuming, is director Adam Alliott. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Can I ask, when it comes to Adam Alliott in the world of choreography, is your greatest asset, your greatest skill, patience?
Well, actually, I'm a very impatient person. And actually, a few years ago, my accountant leant across the desk after our annual meeting and he said, "Adam, don't be offended, but I've just got to ask you this. Aren't you bored?" And I said, "Alan, you're an accountant, Alan. What are you after?"
Now, Adam, I don't believe you when you're saying you're impatient. You do stop motion. You've done Harvey Crumpet. You've done Mary and Max. You've done Ernie Biscuit. I've heard it takes 5 years to create a stop motion movie, but I do want to know, what was one of the longest scenes to shoot in one of these movies?
Well, look, I'm very lucky now. I have slaves who do a lot of the work for me. But I think the longest shot I've ever done over the last 25 years, or one of my helpers has done, has been about 45 seconds. And I think that took about 2 weeks.
What?
So on average, we do, each animator does about 5 seconds per day, which, yes, is why they take so long.
Wow.
So when you hire a entourage of minions, do they need to have patience as well?
Oh, yes. Look, and a lot of them too like their own company. So we stick them in little boxes and they're in the dark most of the time. And they all have vitamin D deficiencies. And but no, they're actually very skilled people. Look, I think I wear many hats, and I think really what I ultimately am is the director and the writer and, you know, the conductor of the orchestra. A lot of the credit should go to all the actual artists who put all my films together.
We do have a laugh, but you are an immense talent and you do have that gold Oscar in 2003, picking up Best Animated Short Film for Harvey Crumpet, for those across Geelong and the Surf Coast who know your work. What was that moment like, knowing that, you know, you're up against the likes of Disney, Pixar, Fox? If you think about other juggernauts in the world, you know, you throw in your Amazons and that, you know, you from Berwick in Melbourne are just taking on the big wigs.
Oh, look, we were certainly the underdogs, and even my mum said we had no chance of winning. So it was a bit of a shock to the system. But we quickly learned that really our strength was that we were Australian, and that Americans love Australians, love Australian actors, and love a good Australian story. So that's what got us across the line. And, you know, Disney and Pixar are a little bit upset, but they understood, and they've got their own collection of gold men, so
they got to share them around. Now, Adam, you say you've been doing stop motion for over 25 years, which is such a long time. Do you think it would be harder dealing with real-life actors as opposed to your clay models?
Oh, for sure. Look, the great thing about us is we get to play God, and if one of our actors gives a bad performance or annoys us, we just screw them up into a ball and try to throw them against the wall. We get to play God, and you know, we're megalomaniacs, I always say.
I love that so much.
You are coming to Geelong, in fact, on Tuesday as part of the Geelong Small Business Festival, along with the Digital Innovation Festival. Just over the last few years, but probably throughout your time too, with the work you do, are you finding that digital innovation and just all these developments are happening at more greater lightning speed? It just feels like that every time something is out there, I mean, we only have to look at TVs. The moment we get something that's new, there's already three newer ones out there.
Oh, for sure. Look, you know, we have all this wonderful digital technology to help us now. We edit all our films digital, all the sounds put together digitally. So we certainly have to keep up with the new technologies. And we always say we embrace the new, but respect the traditional techniques that we use. And I think, look, at the end of the day, it really comes down to a good story, and doesn't matter how much money you have to make your film or what technology you have. unless you have a good script, it's all a waste of time.
Yeah.
Well, as part of Diff Vic and alongside the Geelong Small Business Festival, thrilled that you're coming out to the National Wool Museum this Tuesday, August 27th. Details online and also krock.com.au. It has been an absolute honour to have an Oscar winner on our little humble old drive show, The Departure Lounge. Adam Elliott, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.